WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenToTheRef.com presents Stan Gerard on Basketball, a weekly look inside the University of Southern Indiana men's basketball program. Tonight's show is brought to you by Taroni's, Seamer's Glass, by Healthy Spaces, Swat Pest, Ruston Capital, and by Larry's Automotive. Now live from Taroni's, here is your host, Brad Klein.
All right, it is the Stan Gerard Radio Show at Taroni's. First of many, the first of 2024, 2025. I'm Brad Klein. Stan Gerard, the USI men's basketball head coach, back for year five. And we have all the USI fans here at Taroni's on Main Street. Coach, so good to be back with you. I'm really excited.
Thank you, man. 7 days, man. We're here, man. We're ready to roll.
Till the first game.
Excited about this new group, but excited to be here. Great crowd tonight. Excited for our fans. And we're ready to go, man. We had a long summer. A lot to think about since last March. But we're here, man. We're ready to go. And like I said, in 7 days, man, we are at DePaul. And we're going to play some good ball this year, man. I'm excited about this group.
I'm excited. We're going to talk all about the season. It's kind of a preseason show here at Taroni's, the first of many. The Stan Gerard Radio Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile apps. We have a lot of basketball to talk about, but I will say for me, it's fun. This is season number two for me, taking over for the great Dan Nagurski, right? And that's a lot to do on my end. But when I got the job, it was like August of last year, so I didn't have much of an off season with you guys. It was really just get here, move in, unpack your stuff, and then the season.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my first off season, and it's my first opportunity to see Stan Gerard in the off season, meaning my first opportunity to see Coach play golf
on the golf course.
And that was tough at times.
Yeah. But, for both of us.
No, for no, both of us, that's true. That's true, but only one of us has a hole-in-one to report from the offseason.
I didn't see that. But listen, man, year two for you. This is year 25 for me as a college basketball coach, man. And there's never a dull moment, and I get excited about every single day of practice or a basketball game. Man, I love doing what I do. I love teaching these young men and helping these guys and molding these guys to be great people once they leave our program.
You're 25 as a college basketball coach now. Correct me if I'm wrong, you're 17 as a head coach,
yes,
right?
17.
So you've had a lot of practice at this, a lot of time to do it, but this offseason, how did this offseason compare to previous offseasons? What makes it different in loading for 2024?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me, I was trying to find a happy medium, you know what I mean? So I'm just not always stressed out about last year. You know, I had to, at some point, you know, move on from last year, you know, especially once we signed all these guys you see in the back room back there.
Yep.
But move on from last year because, you know, I'm one of those kind of guys that always dwell in the past and try to find, you know, things that, you know, we could have done better. And I kind of took care of that right away, you know what I mean? As soon as the season's over, I started looking at some of the things we didn't do well at and one of the things I wanted to improve, some of the things I wanted to improve in to make this group better. Of course, we hit the ground running from a recruiting standpoint. You know, my assistant coaches, they were on top of it, you know, about December, January, and you start looking at some of the guys we'll talk about in a bit. But, you know, we start visiting guys, bringing them in, you know, flying out to Jersey to visit the Jones family. You know, we had guys.
That's disappointing. I thought you were flying out to Jersey to visit the Klein family.
I didn't get the invite. I didn't get the invite. But, again, just making sure, you know, we spent a lot of time. We were very intentional with our recruiting in terms of spending time with the families of these young men because we wanted to make sure we get a good product in here. We didn't want to, you know, have a duplicate of last year. I thought last year we struggled, you know, in a lot of ways, not just basketball, but just with the mentorship of our guys, you know. And I wanted guys that – I always say that want to be here, but at the same time that's willing to come in and work hard every day so that way we have a good product on the basketball court.
From a basketball standpoint on the court, what will the most significant differences be between the team that these people at Taroni's and the people listening at home knew from last year and the team that they'll meet tonight with the guys in the back and also the guys that will be on the court come November 4th and then November 7th, the home opener?
Yeah, a year ago, you know, we always, as a coaching staff, we always sit and we meet every day, but we always want to know, always ask the question, like, are we better at this point than we were last year? And I'd say by the fourth or fifth summer practice, I asked my staff that, and the answer was yes. And that answer is still yes to this day. And I think the biggest thing is our guys coming in every day and are willing workers. You know what I mean? We don't have to beg these guys to work hard. We challenge these guys a whole lot more than we did, you know, a year ago. And I think our leadership is better, not from the – I'm saying the coaching staff, but sure. I'm saying the players from the player standpoint, the leadership is pretty good. You know, accountability is there. You know, and our new guys in the past have been afraid to step on the toes of a return guy. And that's not the case this year. These guys are very, very vocal and intentional about, you know, what's expected here. You know, we got some guys from some pretty good programs. You know, you look at Scheider and the Harrison kid.
Yep.
They came from great programs at the JUCO level. They won. And they know what winning's all about. And they bring in that pedigree to this program every day in practice and pushing guys, you know, to a certain level to maximize our potential on the basketball court.
Again, it's the first edition of the Stan Gerard Radio Show here in 2024 for the 2024-2025 season. I'm Brad Klein at Taroni's on Main Street. We'll take a step aside, talk more about those newcomers on the other side here on WREF.
Benny and the Main Street Boys make a noise
at Taroni's.
Ain't nothing but a pizza party
at Taroni's.
Benny and the Main Street Boys are calling.
Made fresh right here, the best pizza and beer.
So follow us down the Pizza Break Road.
All right.
Benny and the Main Street Boys are making noise.
All right.
Pizza party at Taroni's.
For more than 80 years, Seamus Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business or when you visit one of our three tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamus Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at SeamusGlass.com.
Wet basement got you down? Is that damp, musty odor preventing you from using your home the way you want to? Call Healthy Spaces, your healthy home heroes. A wet, damp basement is a real problem that can worsen asthma and allergies, affect indoor air quality, and even damage your valuables. When it comes to basements, nobody does it better. We'll transform your basement into a dry, usable space and improve the air quality of your entire home. Call Healthy Spaces, your trusted leaders in creating healthy homes.
Hello, Tri-State. Brandon Runyon from SWAT Pest, your largest locally owned and operated pest control and termite company, reminding you to call us before rats and mites, box elder bugs, and ladybugs invade your home this fall. Call us at 812-476-9708. SWAT Pest here to remind you it's that time of year again when mice want to make your home their home. Don't let that happen. Call SWAT Pest today at 812-476-9708.
SWAT Pest, come to exterminate you.
Keep your car or truck running better with Larry's Automotive. Larry and his ASC certified technicians will maximize your car's performance with regular services such as brakes, oil changes, and tires, as well as specialized work in diesel and gas engine repair, transmission rebuild and replacement, and more, all at affordable pricing. Larry's provides free shuttle service or courtesy cars for your convenience. Larry's Automotive, family owned and operated in Newburgh. Look for the big wrench in the sky.
Do you have a home that needs a little TLC? Are you behind on your property taxes? Are you facing a divorce situation? Or maybe you've inherited a home that you no longer need or have the time to deal with? At Reston Capital, we help sellers out of various situations. And over the past several years, we have helped over 200 homeowners by buying their homes directly from them. So give us a call today and get your free, no-obligation cash offer, and Reston Capital can get a check in your hand in as little as 7 days.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
Gerard Radio Show at Taroni's on Main Street. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. Stan Girard to my left, talking USI basketball with the head coach himself and your number five leading his alma mater as the head coach. And everyone seems to be happy, Coach, because everyone's got pizza or their dinner, whatever it may be. And we are the only ones here at Taroni's that are not eating right now.
I can't wait till Jack Milkey comes up and takes my spot, because I haven't had lunch today, man.
Okay.
I had a beef jerky for lunch.
You ever notice, guys, that every time Coach comes up here, he missed a meal the earlier that day? Oh, I skipped lunch. I skipped breakfast every time.
I knew I was having this tonight. I had to skip because I can eat a large pizza, man. Best pizza in the Midwest.
It's great pizza. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's funny because I was craving it like a month ago. And, look, I have a lot of Taroni's in season, right? So I decided not to come when I was craving it, like a month ago, whatever it was, trying to get over the hump, because I just kept on telling myself, Brad, soon you're going to have the Stan Girard Show. Just got to get over that hump. So we're here, and I'm excited. Everyone should be excited about the USI basketball season. It is a very new team, 11 newcomers, 8 scholarship guys, or I should say 3 of them freshmen, the rest coming in as mostly juniors. But you guys really, you're talking about the staff trying to reinvent the roster and recreate it. You guys really prioritized junior college in doing that.
Yeah, we did. You know, with the landscape of college basketball, of course, the Division I transfer portal, it's a very hot thing right now.
Sure.
And we were lucky to steal 2 guys out of that. We wanted to get some experienced guys, you know, who, you know, play a vital role in their previous programs. And oftentimes for a place like USI, who doesn't have the money to bring a high major kid in, we targeted, we went a different direction. You know, as we continue to grow in this Division I era, and once more finances start coming in to chase the high major players with more money,
sure,
you'll see different. But we got a great group of guys back there who's not paying attention. Of course, they're back.
They're locked in on the pizza.
They're locked in. But the best recruit we have thus far is baby Kylan Aldridge back there.
Yeah, man. I was going to talk about him. Yeah,
shout out to John Aldridge and Stephanie Aldridge.
New addition to the team, Kylan Aldridge. Yeah. Let's do a quiet clap because I think Kylan's been like really well behaved and like maybe a little not crying, right? So maybe we don't want to wake Kylan up.
Don't want to wake him up. I'm sure Aldi wants to have a few minutes of peace.
So here's the thing, though. And Aldi, maybe you can kind of give me like a thumbs up or a thumbs down on this. I don't know how you feel about this, but because Aldi's sitting in the back for those of the folks listening on the radio. Last year, the women's basketball team with Coach DeHart, she had a baby. And no offense to Archie, but Coach DeHart's baby kind of became the team mascot. How do you feel about Kylan becoming the team mascot this year? Thumbs up. All right, we're thumbs up on that.
He's already got a scholarship offer.
Okay, ultimately, you know, Coach, it might not be up to you, by the way. Scholarship offer.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this. I owe Aldi because when I was at UIndy, I cut him. He tried out for my team, and I cut him. Yeah,
wow.
So I owe Aldi a favor here, man. So we're gonna offer his son a scholarship.
Wow.
Yeah. So
and
listen, let's hope he has Mrs. Aldridge's basketball skills.
I was just going to say.
So, but anyway, I'm sorry about that. I'm ranting.
Yeah, so that's one newcomer. You guys have plenty of them. Let's go down the list. And talking about junior college, the thing is with these JUCO kids, they're all accomplished at their JUCO. So Braxton Jones coming in as JUCORecruiting.com's 31st ranked JUCO product from this past class. New Jersey kid, so I'm kind of biased towards Braxton. But what can you tell us about him? What should we expect from him on the court?
The microwave, man. That's what he think he is right now. But Garden City JUCO, Jersey kid, great family, solid background. He can score, you know. As we talk more about these guys, man, we expect him to come in and just make great decisions, score the basketball for us. You know, he's a guy that can go get a basket late. You know, we working on expanding his repertoire on offense. And but he comes in a lot, works with Coach Novsek on his shooting. But he's the guy that can put the ball in the hole for us.
It's a really exciting addition, right, for you guys, because he comes in through junior college, and people might think, okay, so junior college, and what are we going to get from him? But Braxton began his career as
a
Division I player.
He's a D1 guy, yeah.
And had one of the most peculiar exits from Division I you'll ever find. Because Hartford, by the way, is where he began his career. And Hartford, I think, is one of two schools ever to move from Division I down to D3. And it happened so quickly. And it kind of course, kind of produced an exodus from that program. And Braxton went JUCO.
Yeah, he saw the writing on the wall, I think, man. But I'll tell you what, man. Sometimes you got to take a step forward to move back, a step backwards to move forward.
Sure.
And that's what he did, man. He works really hard and on his craft. He's been out for a few weeks, and today was the first day back in practice for him. So we're excited to have him, not just today, but on our roster, period.
We'll go through the JUCO kids first. You got three Division I transfers to talk about. Jaden Schneider comes in from the Panhandle. Two Panhandle conference transfers for you guys, him and Damani Harrison. We'll talk about them soon. But Panhandle is one of the best leagues you'll find in junior college. Jaden comes in with already competitive basketball under his belt.
Yeah, his team, they were really good last year. I remember flying out to see his team play. We were recruiting. It's one of those things where you never know who's watching.
Mm.
And, we flew out to watch a different player on his team. He wasn't on our radar. And the first game I watched him play, he didn't play. Flew back out to Hutchinson, Kansas. Had a chance to watch the team play in the JUCO Nationals, and there he was. And he became a guy that was on our recruiting board, and Coach Aldridge has done a great job with him, you know, leading up to today with just keeping him on our radar. His name always came up in the recruiting conversations. And when we lost a couple guys last year, we got some other guys first.
Mm.
But once we got some of our main guys in place, he was one of those guys that came in, you know, midway through the process, and he's a great addition to what we're trying to get done here.
Another guy who has a lot of talent, we know, but unfortunately missed some time over the summer. Is he going to be ready to go?
Oh, he's ready, man. Yeah. He's been going, man. He was out this summer with a hernia, and Jamal has done a great job. Our athletic training staff has done a great job in taking their time and not rushing him back into the situation. But he's been great for us, man. We played a couple days ago at IU Indy, and he bought some things. He gets a lot done under the rim, you know what I mean? He can carve out space, got a really good feel around the rim, a great passer, and he has an encyclopedia of post moves in terms of around the basket. He does a good job of his footwork is spectacular, man. That's what I like, his footwork. And he could be a matchup nightmare if he continues to work at it.
Yeah, we were talking about this a while ago, but I was watching his JUCO tape when he first committed. I got a little DJ Burns vibe from NC State. You still like that comp?
Yeah, that's a great comp.
Yeah,
that's a great person to compare him to.
Yeah.
Now Burns is a lot taller and a lot
thicker,
heavier, a lot thicker. Let's say that. But same type of vibe. You know, the poor man's version of Burns, because Burns was really, really good.
Just streamlined. He's streamlined,
go. We'll take that.
We continue, and we've got to go a little bit quicker here. But Sam Cody comes in as the third leading passer in all of JUCO last year.
Man, this guy can really pass the ball, man. If we can continue to help him grow and expand on his offense, he can really help us out. In our scrimmage a couple of days ago, I think he had
five assists,
one turnover. And listen, I not just him, he and Jack Campion together, 8 assists, 1 turnover. They didn't turn the ball over. We took care of the basketball. And it's hard. It was hard last year, rather, to coach guys who are turning the ball over. It just drove me crazy. But now we have guys, I think, that can take care of the basketball and get us into things on offense. Cody's a strong young man. He's very physical, can get to the basket, and finish around the hoop. But he's a taller point guard at 6'3", sees over the defense. He can make those cross-court passes in the shooting pocket to the guys that are in, and they're ready to shoot.
So you see him predominantly as an on-ball guard?
He and Jack Campion, that's going to be a committee thing, he and Jack Campion at the point guard spot.
Gotcha.
And they're pushing each other in practice every single day. You know, they don't think I see it, but I do. I'm very negative in practice. You know, I'm on these guys because I want to practice to it's perfect. You know what I mean? But I push these guys, and they're pushing each other.
This is good for the people here at Taroni's and the people listening right now to know what to expect from these guys and what you're getting in these guys, because you transfer from really anywhere, but especially junior college, it's hard to gauge. So a guy like Damani Harrison coming in, another one from the Panhandle, Tallahassee, and all-conference selection last year, he comes in with a lot of talent. Which role does he fill for you guys?
Man, if he played the way he played on Saturday, man, he can get a lot of touches, man. I think he had, 23, 24 points a couple of days ago?
23.
He can shoot it. You know, he can put the ball on the floor. He's a captain. You know, he and Jack Milkey and Jalen Randle are captains, you know. But he can just do a lot of things. You know, we had Hernandez last year. He can do a lot of things what Hernandez did, but a little bit better.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He can guard. You know, he
better
can,
shooter than Hernandez.
A better shooter. He can deck it. You know, he can make the right plays. He has a tremendous IQ in terms of just having a good feel for the game. You know what I mean? So that's what I like about this young man. And he's very competitive, you know, and demanding. He reminds me of me. He don't mind holding a guy accountable for not doing their jobs, and that's what you love about this team.
It's a guy that missed some time also in the offseason.
He was out.
What did he miss? Is he's a full go?
He's a full go. You know what, man? I said this last week. Last week we practiced with 12 or 13 guys, 12 or 13 players.
18-man roster, by the way.
18-man roster. At one point we were down to 10. I made the analogy. I'm not – Jimmy Swagger came in, and anybody remember Jimmy Swagger, the guy from Oral Roberts? He touched our guy. Everybody's healed now. Everybody's ready. It's game. We play in 7 days. Now, guys, everybody's healthy now.
I like it.
So I think these guys have the system figured out. We're going to sit out for 6 weeks or 4 weeks.
It's load management,
season.
Coach. Yeah, come on now. That's load management. Yeah.
But, no, he had a serious injury, man, and we took our time getting them back ready to go, and he's a full goal. He played, I think, 30-plus minutes a couple of days ago and did some great things for us.
What does Jared Washington give you coming in from Weatherford Junior College and broke the single-season scoring record at his local school?
We need to ask Dougie that, man. Doug was on Jared today in practice about his shot selection, man. But, listen, a very confident guy on the offensive end, and I love that about him. You know what I mean? He can score it. You know, coming in this year in comparison to last year, you know, he has a chip on his shoulder, and he knows that he can score the basketball. Stronger guard, you know, has some physical ability to, you know, defend, but also get around the hoop and finish. You know, he started his career at a Division II institution and went down, and now he's here. But, you know, a very solid person, you know what I mean, very solid person that, you know, understands what's expected of him every single day. He's a little behind now. Today was his first day back from a concussion from a couple of weeks ago. So he's a little behind, but, you know, he's going to get there, man, because he's a competitor.
So those are the five junior college additions, and then we roll into the Division I transfers. Jalen Randle coming in from Alabama A&M. What should fans expect?
SWAC, man. He played in the SWAC, man. We always give him a hard time, the SWAC life, man. And that league.
Well, hold on. What is SWAC life?
We can't talk about
that. We
it
can't
on
talk
air,
about
man.
That?
When you bring him on the show, man, he can give you a dumbed down version of it,
okay.
Man. But he played in the league, man, in the SWAC. It's a minority HBCU.
Yeah.
HBCU. Great guard play. Tough competitors and very competitive in terms of from a guard standpoint. And they play hard and they play fast. The athletic director, Paul Bryant, is a good friend of mine at A&M. When I called about Jalen, he said one of the best people that he's ever been around from an athletic standpoint, and Paul's been doing this for 30-plus years. And I love that about Jalen, just hearing other people. Because we didn't just go out and recruit. We did our homework. We wanted to make sure we get good guys in there. But he had nothing but great things to say about Jalen, and I trust Paul a whole lot. But Jalen is a scorer. I think he's surprised about the freedom he has here on the offensive end because I want him to be more aggressive offensively and getting downhill to his sweet spot. Detroit kid, so you know there's some toughness inside, and he showed it, and he's shown it. But he's a guy that can play on both sides of the basketball and lock up some defenders on the other side, but also a guy that can get downhill offensively and put the ball and hold around the rim. His shooting. His numbers don't look the par from a 3-point standpoint, but he shoots the ball pretty decent. You know,
yeah, he told me that last year it was a hand injury, wrist injury that hampered his shooting.
Yeah, and also the confidence. You know, we had to build that back up. I know the first thing he mentioned that they had to play a certain kind of way with not as much freedom. there's freedom here, and I'm going to take him out for not shooting the basketball. Hmm. And once he realizes that, man, his career is going to take off.
Okay. Real quick, I got two more scholarship guys to talk about. We will. But before we do that, I just want to point something out. So, Coach, I love you. And I love Kevin Hurtis, who was my partner on the broadcast last year. He won't be coming back this year, but that's okay. Still friend of the
program. Well, good luck to him. He's got a job. He's got a high school. Well, I'm sorry.
Yes, he does. And it's all good news for Kevin. But yeah, just
it out.
Yeah. So, I'm going to have to out you, though, because Stan does not know one of his players' names. And that's got to change today.
Oluwani.
No, it's Stephen, stand up, please. Stephen. Say your name for everyone, please.
Pronounce that, lad.
It's Aloni. I guarantee you it's Aloni. Yeah, it's Aloni.
I knew that, man.
No, you didn't. You clearly didn't. That's why I wanted you to say his name first.
All right, I got it. Aloni.
If I'm giving you a test, I'm not going to give you the answers before you take the test.
He called me something other than my last name as well. And you can't repeat it on air.
Whoa, okay. God forbid, was it Spruance? So I hope he didn't call
Spruance. Okay. I upset these guys in practice sometime, and I hear him walking away.
Oh, saying a little muttering things under his breath.
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
Yeah. But it's all good, man.
Okay.
We got it.
So, Aloni. Stephen Aloni, coming in from VMI.
Yeah.
6'8", extremely athletic. How do you expect to use him?
Everybody who has seen this young man play or practice, this is I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but they call him Stan Gerard 5.0. A lot better than I was, you know, from an athletic standpoint. I wish we can cue up the dunk, but I won't do that. But he can fly.
You won't do that because you don't know the tech, or you won't do that because you don't want to out Luke Davis.
I don't want. I didn't want to say that. I don't want to out Luke Davis.
I'm sorry.
You did.
But listen, here's the thing. This is actually a compliment to Luke, and we'll talk about him in a moment.
Steve is a lefty with about a 40-something inch vertical. Every day in the summer before he went home, he was probably dunking on somebody. Our guys call it catching bodies. Is that what they call it, Duke? Catching bodies. But he can jump. He can fly really good around the rim. And he's a lefty. Right, he's a lefty, but shoots his free throws right-handed. So he can play basketball with both hands. But excited about his potential. He's a threat. We got him for 3 years, Lord willing, 3 years. And his best basketball is ahead of him, man. And joy to coach. He's an Australia native. We had a time. He went home back in the summer to see his mom for the first time in 2 years, and he was stuck. I think he started school 2 weeks late because he was it was something with his visa, but we're happy to have him here, man. And we expect great things out of him, man. He can really dominate a basketball game. And when I say his athleticism is off the charts, it's off the charts.
We're up against it, but we do have a few more players to cover here. Stephen, one of two international players you guys brought in, Alex Haruk, also coming in from Ukraine, UTRGV transfer.
Yes, 7-footer, man. Stand up, Alex. Where you at back there, bud?
He's tall.
Let's just see how tall. Alex is tall. He's a 7-footer. Let's give Alex a hand, man. He's a 7-footer and from Ukraine. Alex is really good. He's got a good touch around the rim. I have a mutual friend that knew Alex that called me about him. And you know, people call you all the time about players. You know
sure.
what I mean? I'm always like, okay, yeah, whatever. But when he sent me the video on Alex, it's kind of a unique situation. And it happened pretty quick because we had another kid coming to visit the same day Alex was leaving. And so he had to make a decision pretty quick. And we spent a lot of time with him on his visit. And we're so thrilled that he's here. But a 7-footer, you can't teach height. I always say that. But he's really good around the rim, has a great touch. And once we, you know, continue to bulk him up, he can be a dominant force in his league because of his height.
You know, it's funny. And then the three other new players, Josiah Dunham, Caden Gelhaus, and Luke Davis, all local kids. And so I know a lot of the people here are very excited to have local blood on the roster. I will ask you this real quick. Josiah coming in as a preferred walk-on. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked about Luther this time last year. You got a decision on what you're going to do with him. Is he a red shirt? Is he going to play? What does that look like for you guys right now?
Well, Josiah played we scrimmaged a couple days ago, and Josiah played, where were we at here? He played 15 minutes. So we're going to have that conversation on Friday. I'm glad you brought that up because people want to know. We got to make a decision on him. He has a college body already. You know, he's a physical guy, and that can really do some great things for us. You can tell he was well coached, but more importantly, he's tough. He's disciplined, and I think he can help us this year. But he and I will sit down on Friday and make a decision on what we're going to do with him. You know, I'm going to let him give me his spiel, but I'm going to give him where I think he's at. You know, we talked briefly today about it, but I think the biggest thing for he and I to do is to sit down and I'm going to give him a chance to talk to his mom and dad about what I think, and we'll go from there. But he's going to be really good, you know. And the deal with him was, listen, he'll be a scholarship guy next year. After this year, it's just we ran out of money, and I really wanted him here, and we did a 1-for-3. And but you can tell, like I said, he's been coached. You know, his DNA, his family. I think his brother is a college athlete. And you can tell. You always love to have players of players that have big older brothers or siblings that played sports, because those are usually the toughest and best players, because they've been looking at their brothers or sisters over the years and just want to outdo them. And the other day at IU Indy in our scrimmage, late game, he was in. You know, he's diving for loose balls. He's making plays that sophomores are not making. You know, he's on the floor. He's pressing guys full court. So he's going to have a great career.
Don't want to forget about Caden Gelhausen from North, Luke Davis from Evansville Christian. We are up against this. We have to take a step aside. But I will say this before we go is we gave Luke a hard time about the Stephen Dunk, and I'm sorry I did it, right? But
he's a freshman.
He's
man.
A freshman.
Yeah,
but
here's what I'll say.
Here's what I'll say, right? Yeah. For those of you who didn't see it, Stephen in practice had a really cool dunk, and Luke was on the wrong end of it.
Can I correct you? His name is not – is Duke. Duke.
Duke Davis.
Duke. He likes Duke.
He likes Duke? I'll call you Duke. I don't care. So I go up to Luke. Duke. I go up to Duke after the dunk, and I'm like, hey, Luke. I said Luke at the time. It was nice knowing you. Something like that.
Yeah.
And he goes, ha, it's only 2 points. And I thought that was pretty impressive.
I thought
that was pretty impressive. So
our guys acted like we won the national championship when that happened, man. But it was fun to see the play, but also the humor that Duke had after it happened, man. He was a great sport about it, because we have an app that our players can sprue off and send our guys videos. I'm sure he shared it, but he was a great sport about it. But, you know, it's his baptism to college, you know what I mean? Everybody has a moment like that, and that was the welcome party to college because of that play.
Jack Milkey's been in college for a long time. He's back on the program on the other side, taking a step aside here at Taroni's. Don't go anywhere.
Vinny and the Main Street Boys make a noise. At Taroni's. Ain't nothing but a pizza party. At Taroni's. Vinny and the Main Street Boys are calling. Made fresh right here, the best pizza and beer. So follow us down the Pizza Break Road. All right. Vinny and the Main Street Boys are making noise. All right. Pizza party at Taroni's.
For more than 80 years, Seamus Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business, or when you visit one of our 3 tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamus Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at SeamusGlass.com.
Sagging, bouncing, or uneven floors? Call Healthy Spaces. Standing water or high humidity? Nasty odors or dangerous mold? Call Healthy Spaces. Critters, bugs, or other pests? That's right, call Healthy Spaces. It's a fact. Crawl space problems don't get better with time, but they do get better when you call Healthy Spaces. Call Healthy Spaces today.
Hello, Tri-State. Brandon Runyon from SWAT Pest, your largest locally owned and operated pest control and termite company, reminding you to call us before rats and mites, box elder bugs, and ladybugs invade your home this fall. Call us at 812-476-9708. SWAT Pest here to remind you it's that time of year again when mice want to make your home their home. Don't let that happen. Call SwapFest today at 812-476-9708.
SwapFest, come to exterminate you.
Do you have a home that needs a little TLC? Are you behind on your property taxes? Are you facing a divorce situation? Or maybe you've inherited a home that you no longer need or have the time to deal with? At Wrestling Capital, we help sellers out of various situations. And over the past several years, we have helped over 200 homeowners by buying their homes directly from them. So give us a call today and get your free, no-obligation cash offer, and Wrestling Capital can get a check in your hand in as little as 7 days.
Keep your car or truck running better with Larry's Automotive. Larry and his ASC-certified technicians will maximize your car's performance with regular services such as brakes, oil changes, and tires, as well as specialized work in diesel and gas engine repair, transmission rebuild and replacement, and more, all at affordable pricing. Larry's provides free shuttle service or courtesy cars for your convenience. Larry's Automotive, family-owned and operated in Newburgh. Look for the big wrench in the sky.
Stan Gerard Radio Show, talking USI men's basketball here at Taroni's on Main Street. I'm Brad Klein. Jack Milkey, the captain, is back for year four.
Hello, hello, hello.
At USI. All right, Jack, how are we doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
All good. I'm excited for the season. How are you feeling about 2024, 2025?
I'm ready, man. It's been a long time coming, but I'm excited to get going. We've got seven more days. I'm excited. Excited that it's finally about to be here.
So we do have basketball to talk about, but we are tight on time, and I promised Stan I'd get some fun questions in.
Oh,
so
here we go.
I feel like we skipped to dessert, right? And we do that first? Okay. So I got a lot of questions here for you. You're a captain again, right? Like you were last year, so congratulations on that. Another captain year for you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Got me thinking who the best captain is. And it's not on the team. I wouldn't go there. But like Captain Crunch, Captain Kirk, Captain Milkey. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm with you.
So who is the best captain that
I would
comes to mind?
Personally, for my childhood, I always liked the Marvel superhero movie, so I'm going to go Captain America.
Captain America, that's a good answer. Yeah, I didn't even think of Captain America. Yeah, that's a good one. Stan does want me to ask you, though, and it's a good question. You know, you're a captain again, right? So what does leadership mean to you?
It's trying to not only lead with your voice and what you say, but trying to lead by example every day in practice, lead by example off the court as well, and just trying to be that extra connective element between coach and the entire player body.
It's a big responsibility, especially for a team like this one with 11 newcomers, and so there's a lot to figure out. How do you rein that in? How do you integrate everyone into the culture?
You just got to attack each day and just try and learn how everybody likes to play, what everybody wants to do, what their goals are, and just try to get at it day by day. There's no other really way to go about it.
And there's a lot of new guys for you to integrate, and a lot of new guys for us to learn. So I feel like this is a really good way to do it. All right, you ready for this?
Here we go.
Jack Milkey has a sister. Who would you not let date your sister on the scene? Now you got to choose a newcomer.
You got to choose a newcomer.
That way we know who we're dealing with on the team.
Oh, jeez. I'm gonna go Steven.
Steven! Ouch. Yeah, you got to explain.
I got to explain?
Yeah, you have to explain. Show your work. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Well, okay, fine. Should I not make him explain? Stephen Aloney, apparently, you can't date Jack's sister. I'm sorry. But maybe Stephen Olawani can. Maybe. I don't know, Stan. What do you think about that? Okay, Stephen can't date your sister. Who can? Who would you be okay?
Out of the newcomers?
Yeah.
I'll say Damani. I'll say Damani.
All right.
Damani seems like a good guy. I'd let him date my sister.
I like that. Okay. Here's another question for you. And this is really advice that you're giving to those guys in the back row. Because you've been here for 4 years.
Okay.
You were the longest tenured Screaming Eagle, right? So,
yes.
So now impart wisdom. It might happen for some of the guys back there. Probably not for you, because otherwise you probably wouldn't be named a captain. But here's the scenario.
Okay.
You wake up late for practice or maybe even a bus ride to a road game, okay?
Okay?
The alarm didn't go off. You woke up because your phone rang. You look at the caller ID. and it's Stan Gerard.
Okay.
You got to pick it up, right? Yep. You pick up the phone. What excuse would you come up with to get Coach to say, all right, Jack, get here whenever?
You, with him, you shouldn't give an excuse. With him, you should be honest.
Yeah, I knew you would say that, but you got to give me something here.
There's no, I mean.
He doesn't lie. That's why
he's
bad.
If you say you're sick, you can't come at all because then you're not able to. So, like, what is
it? You're going car trouble. What do you think?
You just got to be honest. You just got to own up to it. That's the, if you, he'll know if you're lying about it. So it's, he'll figure out. So you just got to be honest. And that's the best, that's how you're going to get the best result.
Jack Milkey here on WREF, the USI Basketball Radio Show, Stan Gerard Radio Show. And Coach is already eating his pizza, and I'm a little bit jealous. I'll eat later. I'm talking to Jack Milkey, who was a 40% three-point shooter last year, one of the best in the OVC. What made you successful last year, and what do you expect to make you successful this year? How does that translate?
Just trying to be consistent each and every day. Obviously, you know, the season is full of ups and downs, and just trying to kind of not let those waves have too much of an effect on you, but just being consistent in your work every single day, coming into practice with a good mindset every day, and just being prepared to work. I feel like that's what's brought me success thus far in my career and my life, and that's what I believe is going to continue to do so.
You think back to last year, and we're talking about this kind of going forward before we go backward with Coach Gerard and recapping last year and then how that translates into this year. 8 wins last year. What was missing from last year's team, and does this team have that thing that was kind of voided?
I think we never really put it together as a group, and I feel like we just had a lot of not being on the same page and not being able to go into practice and work through our issues. We had guys that were trying to take plays off, that were trying to only go at it halfway, and I feel like we have a lot more guys that are willing to go at it full force this year and willing to confront those problems and just try and learn and get better.
I got another question about the back row. By the way, how's the elbow room back there, guys? There's a lot of players, 18 players, and they're all just kind of in the corner.
Two tables.
You guys are sharing a bunch of pies, is that right?
Mm-hmm, 12
okay.
of them.
Okay, so here's my question. In a scenario, and it could be a reality back there, in a scenario where everyone has had an equal number of slices, mm-hmm. and there's one left, who's getting that last slice? Who's reaching across the table to take that last slice from the rest of the group? Coach?
She's pointing to Coach Novsek.
Oh, yeah, it would be Coach Novsek. That's totally true.
He might walk over and grab it. But if I had to choose a player, I might go Steven again. I think Steven would grab the
that's
last
a bad
piece.
Name to be.
No,
that
no,
bad
that's, not a bad, that's not a bad thing.
No?
Though. That's not a bad thing, though. He wants to make sure he's eating enough, make sure he's not losing weight, so I respect that.
Okay. All right. No one will get upset being like, hey, man, like, why is it all of a sudden your slice? Maybe we split it. Like, no one would be upset?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
If everyone's had an even amount, then you're going to divide one piece 18 ways? That's,
no, no, maybe not. But maybe, you know, maybe 50 efficient. Wants half a slice, and they split it. I don't know.
Stephen Catt, it's fine.
Jack Milkey here on WREF, the Stan Gerard Radio Show, a captain again for the second straight year, getting ready for the 2024 season. You look ahead, and I'd imagine that on your calendar at home, November 4th is circled mm-hmm. in big red marker. So what does this team have to do to get ready for that first game against DePaul?
Just keep shoring up, making sure we're focusing. We focused a lot on defense today, so continuing to get that bolted down, just because obviously defense needs to travel, and I think that's going to be a big key to our success this year, and just making sure we're really focused and really locked into all the little details about the game plan, about what we have to do going forward to give ourselves the best chance to win.
Now, one more question for you. It's not basketball related, and it's not about your sister either. Don't worry.
Okay,
I'm done with those. But you've graduated, right?
I have.
Congratulations.
Officially an alumnus of the University of Southern Indiana.
Which means there's really no difference between you and Stan Gerard now. You're one of the same. You're equals. But that means that you're probably pursuing a master's degree in something.
Indeed.
In what?
In general business administration.
Very nice. Very nice. And to do, I guess the question would be, how does that translate into flying planes? Because we talked a lot about you flying planes on this show last year.
I don't think that has a direct translation. I'm still just as confident in my ability to fly the plane,
That's
land
good.
The plane, whatever you need me
That's
to
good.
Do. But I don't think there's a direct translation between those.
What are the plans after this season?
I'm not really sure yet. I would love to have the chance to go play over in Europe. So obviously that's very this season dependent, but I would love the chance to do so. And if I'm afforded that opportunity, I will pursue that. Or if not, I will use the now 2 degrees I'll have at the end of this year to go figure out something else to do.
Jack Mielke, everyone, round of applause for the captain, USI Basketball, getting ready 7 days from now. They'll be up in Chicago playing DePaul and hometown. A very, very exciting time. Yeah, hometown, that's
whole
right.
Family.
Well, I knew it was Illinois. I didn't
there.
Know if it was necessarily Chicago. It's like Downers Grove.
Western suburbs. It's close enough.
Yeah, see, but that's like me saying I'm from New York City. I'm not. I'm.
Yeah, but it's the idea is that the
far?
Whole family.
How far?
30 to 45 minutes depending
you give it
on
to
traffic.
Him? What do you think? Is that a home, the point, is that a home game?
The point
I don't
being,
think so.
The point being, my whole family will be there.
Okay. All right. Well, what is the whole family like? What's the Milky Caravan look like?
It's going to be mom, dad, brother, and then a bunch of family friends. I don't know about extended relatives yet. But
he's probably going to like meet family members he's never met before. I have a cousin.
We went over the ticketing system today before we had weights, so I'm going to be requesting a lot of teammates to.
I was
going
to say, like, you're probably going to have to convince someone like
I'll
Steve.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, like Alex, his family, they're not going to make the trip, right, from Ukraine to Chicago. I feel like that's a long commute, right? So he probably can give you his tickets.
I'll find a way, yeah.
You figure it out. That's Jack Mielke. One more round of applause for him. And it's important to get him back because Steven's going to take the rest of the pizza. So go ahead, enjoy your dinner, and Stan Gerard back in a moment here on WREF.
Vinny and the Main Street Boys making noise. At Taroni, ain't nothing but a pizza party. At Taroni, Vinny and the Main Street Boys are calling. Made fresh right here, the best pizza and beer. So follow us down the Pizza Break Road. All right, Vinny and the Main Street Boys are making noise. All right, pizza party at Taroni's.
For more than 80 years, Seamus Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business or when you visit one of our 3 tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamus Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at seamusglass.com.
Wet basement got you down? Is that damp, musty odor preventing you from using your home the way you want to? Call Healthy Spaces, your healthy home heroes. A wet, damp basement is a real problem that can worsen asthma and allergies, affect indoor air quality, and even damage your valuables. When it comes to basements, nobody does it better. We'll transform your basement into a dry, usable space and improve the air quality of your entire home. Call Healthy Spaces, your trusted leaders in creating healthy homes.
Hello, Tri-State. Brandon Runyon from Swap Pest, your largest locally owned and operated pest control and termite company, reminding you to call us before rats and mites, box elder bugs, and ladybugs invade your home this fall. Call us at 812-476-9708. Swap Pest here to remind you it's that time of year again when mice want to make your home their home. Don't let that happen. Call Swap Pest today at 812-476-9708.
Swap Pest, come to exterminate you.
It's week 2 of the Indiana High School State Football Tournament, and Friday night the Wrights Panthers head to Jasper for a Class 4A sectional semifinal game in WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radium, and ListenTheRef.com will be there with the play-by-play. Brought to you by Tri-State Orthopedic, First Federal Savings Bank, Heritage Petroleum, the Hilltop Inn, United Fidelity Bank, by Bracket Heating and Air, D. Patrick Volkswagen, and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. The pregame show starts at 6, kickoff set for 6:30. The Wrights and Jasper game also brought to you by Amy Canterbury, Vandenberg County Commission candidate, Browning Funeral Home, Leroy's Tavern, by Indiana Members Credit Union, Award World Trophies, Seamers Glass, also by Sterling United Federal Credit Union, Mark's Barbecue, Dyke Brothers Construction, by Southwest Graphics, Lori Ludwig with Team McClintock, by Legendary Inflatables, and by Brothers Construction. Wrights and Jasper, Friday night of the sectional semifinals here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref, and listen to TheRef.com.
Back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here at Taroni's on Main Street. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Stan Gerard is back, and his pizza is gone. How was it?
Doug ate it.
Oh.
Doug ate it. But I got a couple slices, man. Taroni's is the best, man.
You know, we talked about the newcomers already. Jack Mielke giving you an opportunity to eat some dinner. He's one of the key returners. And that's what's really cool about this team is that you guys do have 11 newcomers, and that's going to be an exciting addition. But you also have some returners who are taking steps up in their game. So you think of a guy like, we'll start with Jack Campion because we haven't talked about him yet. He's the incumbent starting point guard. What strides has he made since we last saw him?
He had zero turnovers a couple of days ago in our scrimmage, and that's very, very, very impressive, you know, from a point guard standpoint, especially with the minutes that he played. And that was one of his biggest issues last year, especially late game. You know, he saw the game from a different lens on Saturday. So we got to keep him at that level. But love his competitive nature. I didn't tell him this, but was talking to one of the guys at IU Indy a couple of days ago. He was at SIU Carbondale. He walks up to me before the game. He says, "Man, my favorite player on your team, you never guess who it is." I'm going through the roster, and he's like, "It's Jack Campion." You know, he said, "This kid plays so hard," because he remembers we beat those guys a couple of years ago in our first year at Division One, and his favorite player is Jack Campion because of how hard he plays. And I didn't agree with him when he said he played hard, because it's never good enough for me, but Jack has spurts where he is great from a point guard standpoint, and that's why he's here. His toughness, you know, I remember watching him, and I mentioned this last year or 2 years ago, his toughness is why he's here. You know what I mean? He brings that to the table every single day. And once he, you know, brings guys along with him, in terms of what he's trying to bring every day and do, he has a chance, you know. And you know, this is year three for him. He's a junior, and I expect him to play like a junior this year because it's a big year for him.
You know, what's ironic is talking about those 11 newcomers all as question marks because no one's ever seen them play in a USI uniform, don't necessarily know what to expect. But maybe the biggest question mark and the player that I think a lot of people have questions about, what do we expect from Luther Smith?
Well, I think Luther's a shooter. Is Luther here? Oh, dang it. Well, I'll say it anyway. You know me. I speak my opinion. Luther never met a shot he didn't like. But listen, man, this he can score. You know, we had a scrimmage a few weeks ago, and Luther dropped 30-something points in the scrimmage. He can score, you know, and when he gets going, he's hard to stop. And, you know, him sitting back last year and watching other guys, I'm sure it was hard for him to do because he was a superstar in high school. I think he averaged, 25 points a game, I think, in that ballpark in high school. And then he comes here, and he had to take a back seat to some other guys that I'm sure he felt that he should have been playing in front of. But, you know, we made a decision not to play him as much. But he can fill it up. You know, he shoots the ball very well, and he can shoot it from deep. You know, I think the biggest thing for him is just being able to maintain the college pace and the detail of every single thing we do.
And then there are other guys that come in, and they did play last year, but the question is, how much will they play this year, and how does their role change?
Well,
think of a guy like – go ahead.
Think of
a guy like Ryan Hall. Think of a guy like Sam Mervis. Sam made 8 starts last year. Ryan showed some real flashes. So for them integrating into a new-look roster, what does that look like from your lens?
18 guys on this roster, and that gives us coaches – we got a little insurance now. And if guys are not doing their job, we have guys that can come in and play. And Ryan is trending in the right direction. He gave us some great minutes last year with his ability. I forgot which game it was, but he was spectacular. One game late last year.
22 points. I just don't know who it was against.
And I think we have to get Ryan back in that mode. We always say mode with Ryan. But if he can just get back to the creativity that he once had, you know, right now he's been in practice a lot of catch and shoot, you know, which is okay. But Ryan can make some plays. I'll never forget Ryan's first year here his first year as a sophomore when we had Simmons and Polakovic and those guys. Ryan was the best player on the team, you know, and those guys knew that, but he redshirted and he ran that scout team and he was unguardable, unscoutable, you know what I mean? And we got to get Ryan back to playing that way.
Nick Kittle is another guy that a lot of people are wondering about, and he was the starting center for the last half of the year. I think he made 14 starts. Jones fracture in one of his feet against Little Rock, and that ended the season early, and he's been missing some time in the offseason workouts. So what does the timetable look like for him, and when he does come back, what's his role?
Just depends on how he comes back. You know, I think the biggest thing for me, as you saw last year when Smith went down in the tournament, I'm never going to jeopardize these guys' health. And that Jones fracture is pretty serious. I think Polakovich had it as well, and he recovered a lot quicker than what Nick is. Right now, Nick is projected to come back, I think, late November, early to mid-December, back to playing. But he's missed a lot. And I think the biggest thing him out the gate is his conditioning. He knows what's going on from what we expect from him, but we got to get his conditioning back in place. So that way he can be productive, but I'm never going to jeopardize his health. If I don't feel comfortable playing him because of his health, I probably won't, you know. But we'll let Jamal make that decision, and we'll sit down. Jamal and I will sit down and spend some time discussing what's best for Nick and not what's best for the team.
3 minutes until we have to say goodbye, but we did cover all the new players and the returning players for the most part. I do want to ask you about the first game of the year, a preview for DePaul, November 4th, a week from now. So DePaul is, of course, a team in one of the best conferences in the nation, in the Big East, but they're a very different team. They are a more new and more new-look team than even you are.
Yeah.
Every player is a newcomer.
And the coach.
And the coach.
Chris Holtman.
Everything.
Chris Holtman was at Ohio State and had a great career. He was at one time, he was at Butler, right? Gardner Webb to Butler to Ohio State to now DePaul. And when he got hired, Rob Manuel, who's the president at DePaul, was my president at UIndy, and I told him that was a home run hire because it was. I have a great deal of respect for Chris Holtman and his teams and what he's done over the years. And in the championship staff, you know, he hired LaVall Jordan, who's the head coach of Butler. He hired Jack Owen, who's the head coach of Miami, Ohio. And he hired Brian Mullins, who's the head coach at SIU Carbondale. Really nice staff he has in place here. But this team that he has put together, looking at the makeup of the roster, a lot of guys from the Missouri Valley, and not just players, but he has some studs from the Missouri Valley Conference who played in that league, but also mixed in with some, you know, sprinkling in some other guys. They're big. They're big. They're long. They're athletic. They're quick. And they can all shoot the basketball. So it's going to be very challenging for us. But listen, man, I got some resilient guys back there. And I think they're up for the challenge, man. These guys are ready to go just like I am. And we're going to bring it, you know, a week from Monday and with the expectations of coming out of victorious. Open up our first home game is November 7th.
November 7th.
Against Bucknell. I know I'm plugs. this Thursday, some big news coming out of USI that we're excited about.
He won't tell me what
I won't tell anybody, but exciting news coming out of USI on Thursday. Big announcement. I think is it open to the public? I didn't read the whole manuscript.
Yep.
If you're free, come out. You guys are going to be excited about what's happening out of the USI on Thursday at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock
Thursday. Is it 1 or 1:30? Spru, is it 1 or 1:30? 1:30 on Thursday. Big news coming out of USI. And shout out to John Mark Hall and Capel Henshaw and the crew for in the people on the board for making this happen. But exciting news coming out of USI on Thursday, and I can't wait.
We're up against it. That'll do it for the first edition of the 2024-2025 Stan Gerard Radio Show. Good night, everyone.
To the Stan Gerard on Basketball Radio Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Taroni's, Seamer's Glass, by Healthy Spaces, Swat Pest, Ruston Capital, and by Larry's Automotive. Stan Gerard on Basketball has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.